Governor Phil Scott has asked the State Board of Education to begin its search for a new Secretary of Education. And he's told the board that experience in the public school system should not be a requirement for the job. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
The governor sent his letter to the State Board on Monday. In it, he says board members should prioritize applicants who, quote, have experience managing complex issues. But Scott says that experience does not necessarily have to be in the education sector. Board Chair Krista Huling isn't so sure about that.
When we're looking for somebody to be the Secretary of Education, that they should have some sort of education experience.
As Huling notes, state law actually requires that the Secretary of Education shall, at the time of his or her appointment, have, quote, experience in education management and policy. Bristol Representative David Sharp chairs the House Education Committee. He says there's good reason lawmakers included the provision in 2015. Sharp says high-level management experience is important, of course, but so too, he says, is an intimate grasp of the issues that are unique to education.
Without both of those, it's very difficult to move the agency forward in a way that really helps Vermont's kids.
If board members have construed the letter to mean the next education secretary need not have any education experience at all, then Scott says they've misinterpreted the substance of his message.
I don't think that was quite the message that I intended to send. Certainly, they should have some knowledge of education.
But Scott says depth of knowledge in the education sector isn't necessarily as important as leadership skills or management style.
I would challenge you to find me a Secretary of Transportation over the last 30 or 40 years that was either a civil engineer or a contractor.
Rebecca Holcomb voluntarily stepped down from the Secretary's post last week. Scott says he's looking for a replacement who shares his desire to reduce expenditures on the K-12 public school system. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.